This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's Senate impeachment trial resumes Thursday, a day after prosecutors laid out their case against him, showing graphic new security video inside the U.S. Capitol for Senate jurors and the nation. The video showed hundreds of insurgents. Trump supporters, the former U.S. leader, urged to go to the Capitol to try to stop the official certification of his loss for re-election. Some of the rioters shouted that they were trying to find former Vice President Mike Pence to hang him because he had rejected Trump's demand that he block the certification of the Electoral College outcome so that Trump and Pence could remain in power. The House prosecutors argued that Trump was no innocent bystander, but the inciter-in-chief of the deadly attack at the Capitol 1 month ago. Trump declined Democrats' offer to testify in his defense and is not expected to attend the trial. Trump's lawyers say that he bears no responsibility for the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6. Dozens of former Republican officials who viewed the party as unwilling to stand up to former President Trump and his attempts to undermine U.S. democracy are in talks to form a center-right breakaway party. Four people involved in the discussions told Reuters. The early stage discussions include former elected Republicans from the administrations of former President Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, and Trump himself, ex-Republican ambassadors and Republican strategists, the people involved say. More than 120 people held a Zoom call last week to discuss the breakaway group, which would run on a platform of principled conservatism, including adherence to the Constitution, the rule of law, ideas those involved say have been trashed by Trump. By remote, this is VOA News. President Biden, Joe Biden, on Wednesday ordered a new sanctions against the military regime in Myanmar, taking action after the military this month staged a coup in the Southeast Asian country after arresting de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior politicians. Biden said he is issuing an executive order that will prevent Myanmar's generals from accessing $1 billion in assets here in the United States. The president said the U.S. and a broad international coalition are calling on military leaders to free political detainees. Biden said that people of Myanmar are demanding that power be restored to the civilian government. The first COVID-19 shots are one step closer for low and middle income countries that have been left out of vaccine delivery as wealthier countries snapped up available supplies. The World Health Organization scientific advisors on Wednesday recommending authorizing a vaccine developed by the University of Oxford and drug maker AstraZeneca. COVAX, a WHO co-led organization aimed at distributing shots equitably worldwide, is set to deliver 336 million doses of this vaccine to 145 countries once the organization gives the green light. The nod is expected following meetings on February 12th and the 15th. South Africa will begin vaccinating frontline healthcare workers with an unproven coronavirus vaccine by Johnson & Johnson Pharmaceutical Company next week to see if it provides protection from the variant sweeping the country. South Africa's health minister said Wednesday the government dropped plans to use the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine for now because of concerns it may not be effective against mild to moderate cases of the new variant. Health minister said the country's scientists will continue to examine the AstraZeneca vaccine and offer advice on whether to swap out the vaccine before it expires. South Africa is also expected to use the Pfizer vaccine and others to support its immunization program. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani appealed to Western countries Wednesday to revive the 2015 nuclear deal, declaring on the anniversary of the country's 1979 Islamic Revolution that the era of sanctions has ended. Rouhani said in a television address his country would return to full compliance of the PAC as soon as the United States and other global powers that signed the accord do the same. For more news, please join us at our website, that is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app, I'm Michael Brown reporting remotely, VOA News.